Congress will get going this year, that's a promise. But this week, the House Democrats are heading out of town, and the Senate is a day late getting underway because of the weekend snowstorm. But there's stuff. Joining me with more is CQ Roll Call Senior Editor David Hawkins. And David, I guess the blizzard delayed everything for a day in the House and the Senate. So what's happening with respect to the rest of the week now that they are back on Capitol Hill to do something besides sledding?
You're exactly right that they, on the surface, it looks like they only delayed things for a day. But on the House side, delaying things for a day essentially means canceling it for the week, because the House was going to have a shortened week anyway, because the Democrats are going to use that time, the second half of the week, to go to Baltimore for their, what they call their policy retreat, similar to what the Republicans on both the House and Senate side went to Baltimore a couple of weeks ago. The Senate, on the other hand, is coming back just one day later. They were supposed to have what they call in the Senate a bed check vote, essentially a non-controversial vote that just forces members to get back into town on Tuesday night on a judicial nominee for a federal judge in New Jersey. Now they're going to postpone that until Wednesday night, give senators an extra day to get back into town. And then on Thursday, they will open debate on legislation, which is of some interest to the federal workforce because it is a bipartisan energy bill, a central provision of which is to essentially change the building code for any construction that has to do with the federal government.
So that could also include the FBI building that is yet to be conceived, but probably one of the biggest construction projects when it gets going in federal history.
That's almost certainly true. I hadn't really thought of the connection to those two, but yes, we do know that the FBI building is going to get a big push in President Obama's final budget, $1.4 trillion, even though the announcement of the site has not yet been made and the announcement of what developers are going to come in and redevelop that downtown space right along Pennsylvania Avenue where the current FBI headquarters is. It'll probably affect both construction projects because, as I understand it, this legislation that the Senate's going to begin debating on Thursday, which is in and of itself is not that controversial, or there's sort of a bipartisan agreement among Republicans and Democrats that the building codes should be tightened to make federal construction more energy efficient and commercial construction more energy efficient. But because this is a bipartisan bill and because the Senate doesn't have too much else to do right now, and because the Senate is the Senate and both parties have said they're going to allow more wide open debate this year, it is going to become a magnet for all kinds of proposals on all kinds of topics, and it may get weighed down in classic Senate fashion where the more amendments they add, the more controversial a non-controversial bill becomes.
Now, this Senate bill for federal buildings, do we know any of the specifics of what it will do yet? Have they penned it yet?
The final text, as I understand it, is still being tinkered with. So, to be honest, I can't go into much detail yet as to what kind of energy efficiencies, and I'm going to plead ignorant there. I'm not an energy efficiency expert, so I'm not even sure I could read the legislative language and make much sense of it
Sounds like one of those cases where they can't, of course, control local building codes and state building codes, but by causing the federal government to take the lead, maybe they hope this is something that would become industry-wide or nationwide.
I think that's exactly right. That is, as I understand it, the sort of political purpose of this, right, is that you take one of your largest customers and make them live to new standards. That becomes the standard.
Do we know whether this bill would require buildings that are leased by the federal government but privately owned to conform to those standards? Because that's one way to smear it out beyond strictly federal facilities.
Another good question, and I've seen past versions of this legislation, and it did not. That was one of the original sort of aspirations of it. But in past versions of this legislation, that provision was dropped because as sort of a bridge too far for both Republicans and Democrats to go along with.
We're speaking with CQ Roll Call Senior Editor David Hawkins, and getting back to that retreat idea. First of all, why do they go to Baltimore?
Well, you know how the concept of a retreat goes is you're supposed to, I guess the idea is you're supposed to put some physical as well as psychological distance between your workaday world and where you're retreating to. And Baltimore is relatively close by, relatively easy to get to for the Democrats. But both the Democrats and the Republicans seem to like Baltimore for those reasons. And obviously for the Democrats, Baltimore remains a Democratic stronghold. And it's also an easy place. Most importantly, probably, in the case of the Democrats, we expect both President Obama and Vice President Biden to go up there to give them their views of how this election year should go, and makes it that much easier to draw those two keynoters when they only have to come up the road an hour.
And, of course, beyond all this, in maybe about, 10 days or so, is the release of the 2017 budget request from the administration. I imagine the Democrats might have more privy to that at this point than the Republicans do. Fair assumption?
It's a fair assumption that they are probably getting more leaks, more off the record leaks about what's going to be in this proposal than the Republicans are. But I think and this is a somewhat of a generalization, that the president, that the OMB and the White House is trying hard to make this final budget less than dead on arrival, I guess is the right way of saying that, as opposed to more than dead on arrival, something other than dead on arrival. My sense of it is that the White House is going to propose something closer to realistic in terms of living within the budget parameters that have been set by Congress itself in this budget deal. As you and I have discussed in the past, this is supposed to be one of those years where, since they know that everybody's agreed to what the top line number is that can be spent on both the defense and the non-defense side, in theory, they should be able to push this process farther down the track than they have in the last several years, talking grandly about getting it all done by 12 different bills done before the election. I think already that aspiration has probably faded, but they're still hoping to get maybe half the 12 bills done by the time of the election, and maybe even finish up the others as a mini omnibus.
And with respect to the FBI building, for which we now know the administration has requested $1.4 billion, as you mentioned, that choice of location is made, I guess, jointly between the FBI and the General Services Administration. How much political or Hill influence can come into those types of decisions? Because I thought the Maryland delegation looked awfully happy about the $1.4 billion request, almost as if they were assuming it's going to go to Prince George's County, but also Virginia's in the running still, too, right?
That is my understanding, is that everything you just said is true, that it does seem as though the body language is that the Maryland delegation, and especially Barbara Mikulski, who's retiring at the end of the year as the senior senator from Maryland, also the top Democrat on the Senate Appropriations Committee, which would have to allocate this money, that they seem pretty happy. They seem to be exuding a sense of confidence, which you don't get from the Northern Virginia delegation. Obviously, two Democratic senators from Virginia as well, but neither of them is quite as well positioned in the sort of congressional firmament as Barbara Mikulski, who, this is her swan song, this is her capstone year. The White House likes her. I mean, the president and Mikulski are pretty fond of one another, it seems. The president just gave Barbara Mikulski the Presidential Medal of Freedom last year, even before she'd retired from the Senate. So a lot of body English would lead you to believe that PG County is where this thing is headed.
Do I see a Barbara A. Mikulski FBI federal building?
Oh, you may. That's an interesting idea. Yes, I hadn't really thought that far down. You're going to have to assume that, given what history's current view of J. Edgar Hoover, that the new FBI building, it may not end up, and there certainly will be a concerted push by some to give it a different name than the J. Edgar Hoover building.
Well, maybe the theater can be Hoover Hall, and the building can be the BAM building.
A great idea, Tom.
David Hawkins is senior editor at CQ Roll Call. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.